We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, we're back for hour number two. Doug Cinceri, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers, all things legal, making the complex understandable. We have the Swiss Army knife, Ian Hoke at Master Control. Now, Ian.
Yeah.
I remember 10 years ago as a board op, you used to come straight from the French Quarter to work. You're not doing that anymore, huh?
No, I haven't tried. I haven't been able to do that trick in a while. But yeah, that's true. I was a part-time board operator back in the late 2000s, and there was a few times I just rolled right on in here after a night out on the town, and I feel like I'm a little bit too old and too mature for that now.
That's right. You're corporate now.
Yeah, exactly.
Charge
right.
Your program.
I became middle management, and I thought I'm not going to be able to get away with that anymore.
There you go. All right. Just checking.
No, I'm well rested. Thanks, Doug.
All right.
Yeah. See, that's my problem. I can still party like a rock star. I just can't recover like one.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. I could do it, but I won't.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
I had to take 30 years off to recover, so. But if Albert, let's see, before we go into, I was going to go into a different subject, but LSU has another commitment, and LSU's got quite a quarterback derby going on, and I don't think we're going to get clarity on it for the next couple of weeks. They got, Miles Brennan, they got Jaden Daniels, and then they have probably the most talented quarterback, Nussmeier. But I thought about you, and this is why, because I was reading the paper. No, it was good. It was all good. They were talking about Jaden Daniels, and they said he could run the ball 21 miles an hour. So when he scrambles, he can run the ball 21 miles an hour down the field. And I was thinking, that was sort of like you in at St. Paul, right, as a quarterback. You know, you were
Well, I don't know if I would have topped the 21 mile an hour mark, but no, I did. You know, I had some wheels for for a St. Paul's boy, it was fun. It was a good time. I mean, I was probably, with the exception, I think, of of one or two guys on the offensive line, I was bigger than the other three. So that that had something to do with me running for my life. But anyway, I don't think if they would have given me time, I still would have been able to hit the broadside of the barn. So my accuracy was not very good, so I would tuck it and run. I figured we'd at least get a few yards out of the play. But
yeah, you used to watch the Guido Merkins VHSs, for your technique.
Exactly.
And probably got you off track there. I want to talk something a little different today. This segment is about, co-ownership of property. And a lot more cases are coming in.
A lot of calls.
Because I think it happens in a couple of contexts. One, a lot of young couples will buy their house with the intention of possibly getting married, may or may not. And they buy a house together in co-ownership. And then either they don't get married or they decide to move on. But they own a house in co-ownership together. One moves out, one's staying there, and one wants to, sell the house, one wants to stay. And the other context that occurs is when there's a succession and maybe three or four siblings are put into possession of a house. And Now, one of the heirs lives in there, and the other three want to get their money out of it. And so then there's a issue. So if you could speak about, you know, what's the process on how to address that particular situation?
Well, the magic word is partition, right? The law does not require you to remain as a co-owner in property of property with another person. In the legislature's wisdom and the redactors of the code, the civil code, in their wisdom, they realize that when people are stuck together and they're forced to stay together, and there's an inherent dispute, then, you know, things are going to usually turn ugly. So the law allows for a partition of the property, basically a sale of the property. So the presumption is a partition in kind. That's usually more for like the country parishes, where there's not necessarily a residence on the property. It's usually raw land. It's enough raw land to where, you know, it's 4 acres, you know, bordering along a highway. You get two, I get two, you know, we decide on where the property is going to be split up. And, you know, but the next thing is what's called a partition by licitation. It's a fancy word for sale. And it used to be when, if you couldn't work something out or the other person didn't want to buy you out, you would be forced to partition the property by sale through the sheriff. And the sheriff would then charge fees, and it would go to sheriff sale and would generally not sell for what it was worth. And so it gave really an advantage to the person, if there were, you know, two people, one was wealthy, one wasn't, it gave an advantage to that person to really take advantage of the person that didn't have enough money to buy the other out, and they could buy it at literally a fire sale or a sheriff sale. So the legislature changed the law a couple of years ago and said, no, what we're going to do is you can force a private sale, and either you agree on a real estate agent or the court will appoint one. And they, you know, they'll give you a price. It's usually a range within 5% or so of the list price, so you don't have to keep going back to court if it ends up being somewhat less than the appraised value. But you get it appraised, you get your real estate agent in there. They go up for sale, and you're done. Now, what I've seen is the person living there is typically the one that, you know, was living with mama before she died and was the one that's probably doesn't have the means or the wherewithal or the, you know, ambition to get out of the house. And so whenever the real estate agent tries to set up an appointment to show it, they'll either kick it down the road and say, oh, I'm busy, I can't do it, even though maybe they're not even working, or they'll leave the house a pigsty mess, and somebody will walk in and say, oh my gosh, you know, they didn't take care of this house, I'm not buying it. So that's when you have to get with the real estate agent and say, if that happens, I need you to take photographs so we can get a court order from the court to have that person clean up and maintain it in a broom clean condition, at least without stuff everywhere. So, I mean, you know, there are a lot of fighting that can go on that can cost people a lot of money. And again, I mean, I think it just needs to be explained to that person that, hey, look, you're going to have to move out. You might as well cooperate and make it as nice as possible, because that's more money you're going to make at the sale. And so, but that's it in a nutshell. And so you file the partition and you split things up and you're good to go.
Well, and one, you know, there's not a lot of cases. Now, I tell clients this, if they own property, you know, co-ownership with others, and they want to sell it, and I said, this is one case that you won't lose. You can't. I mean, there's no defenses to it for the most part. I mean, in the sense it's going to happen. Now, what happens from a pragmatic standpoint in these situations is sometimes the person who's living there, you know, they're sort of, they're getting maybe one half of the benefit. I mean, they own one third of the property, one fourth of the property, one half of the property, but they get 100% of the benefit, there's a natural reaction to be resistant to having, you know, getting a greater benefit than the amount of ownership. And so it often takes them a little while to readjust their expectations as far as saying, hey, you are going to have to get out. But, you know, it's going to happen. It's just whether it's going to happen amicably earlier in the litigation or it's going to happen when the judge, you know, pounds the gavel and says, okay, you're you know, it's sold and you have to get out.
Right.
But it's one of those cases where there's really not a defense. Now, there's also the issue of reimbursements. If you had, and those have some interesting laws that apply to that, which are different than community property. If you own, you know, are married and own a house and you have to get a divorce and community property settlement, there's a whole set of different rules for co-ownership. In fact, it's sort of a headache if you have sometimes if you have a married couple who co-own a house and then get married and then they get divorced. You know, there's issues regarding splitting up the house as co-ownership versus the rest of the property. It may be under community property. But under co-ownership, there's certain expenses that can be reimbursed and some that can't if you're living in the house. For example, if you had a boyfriend, girlfriend, boy, you know, one moves out and the remaining occupant is continuing to pay the mortgage and also pay the utilities. Can you speak on some of the reimbursements that they may not be entitled to, like the occupant from the proceeds of the sale?
Well, yeah, because if you know, the even though you're not living there, you still have to pay the property tax on the property. Your half of the property taxes, you'll have to pay your half of the principal balance of the mortgage, not necessarily the interest. Yeah. So there are certain things that it's almost like a usufructuary, right? Similar things that they would have to be responsible for unless it's written in a will, you know, and describes what that person would have to pay for or not pay for. But, you know, it can get a little ugly, you know, that, hey, wait a minute, you're living there, you know, yeah, but I'm also taking care of the place. I'm also, you know, running the water and you know, taking care of the maintenance and fixing this and fixing that. So, you know, and you're off in Texas somewhere living your life. I'm maintaining the property and, you know, making sure it's not vacant, et cetera, et cetera. So there are arguments back and forth. And then there's also, you know, and I hear this all the time. Hey, look, I moved in with mom and took care of her the last 5 years of her life. You know, I'm a little bit entitled. I get to live here for a few years. That's going to be, you know, while you are, you know, out making a living, doing whatever, I you know, took the burden of taking care of our mother. And so, you know, I'm somewhat entitled.
Yeah. Now, in a co-ownership situation, you can't, like, if you paid for utilities and you paid for a lot of expenses, you know, property taxes, you can't claim reimbursement from the non-occupying ownership beyond the value, rental value of staying in that property or use of that property. And so a lot of times when you get in the co-ownership situation, they're saying, well, I paid for the utilities for the last year. I paid for the property taxes. I paid for maintenance. And basically most of the time that's a wash, because if you want reimbursement while you're staying there and the other owner is not living there, those expenses cannot exceed what would be considered the fair for usage of that property during that time period. However, mortgage reimbursements are in a different category, which doesn't apply to that. But
because it's cutting down your obligations and liabilities under the mortgage, so you should be responsible.
So,
quick question, though, maybe you can talk about it after the break. what happens, you know, let's go after the break. We'll ask the questions. I know we now got to get going. I'll ask it after
okay,
the break.
Okay, so we'll follow up on partitions. That's it. That's it. So we'll go. Let's go to break. Doug Sincera, Albert Nico, making the complex understandable. All things legal. We'll be right back after this brief timeout. That's pretty funky there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, we're back. Doug Sincera, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers. You know, Albert, with Ian on the board, we get a range of music. We go from Superfly to this sounds like a version of a John Lennon type song. I know it's not John Lennon. Pink Floyd. Okay, you see, I'm
going to say, yeah, that's Pink Floyd.
That's Pink Floyd. I'm not an expert on the psychedelic side. I'm more of an expert on the Motown, Beatles, Beach Boys. But I did, you know, I did do this though. I was asked to a Mont Carmel dance when I was 14 years old, and I didn't know how to dance. And so I had 2 weekends to get ready. So I watched Soul Train for two, you know, everything. I just keyed in, like, you know, Napoleon Dynamite, you know, I did the best I can, and I got through the dance there.
Just fell right into it, right?
I did.
You were spinning and doing splits before you knew it.
That's right. I did think I could become a Temptation or a Four Top after I got finished, though. But
one of the pips.
It didn't work out. But we're talking about partitions and co-ownership of property and you know, it's different. One of the things that, you know, is the partition or co-ownership, unwinding that in a community property. Married is different than being co-owned. They have some different rules and there's some different reimbursements. And, you know, it sort of has some of the dynamics of a succession or a community property in the sense that if you're doing this, you're usually unwinding some type of relationship. You know, you are unwinding and it's being done involuntarily because of the fact that they come to see us. They hadn't worked it out themselves. So it does have something. But there's also, you know, issues as far as reimbursements. You know, if you do renovations or, you know, I always say if you're maintaining an air conditioned unit, that's something that you could claim, but it has to exceed the value of use of ownership. And then there's another issue as far as, but if you replace the air conditioned unit, then that's a full reimbursement, notwithstanding your enjoyment of the property. So, but I think I think we talk about how long do you have to claim these reimbursements?
The break, what is, you know, in Louisiana, you know, statute of limitation is called the prescriptive period, right, or peremptive period. And so how long does someone have to go back to the other co-owner for a reimbursement claim?
It's actually 10 years. And
yes.
So, you know, generally what you want to do, though, is if you do resolve a claim like that, you know, as lawyers, what we want to do is always get, you know, get settlement documents so that everyone acknowledges that all the reimbursements have been paid, so there's nothing after the fact that is claimed, you know, about reimbursement. But you do have a 10-year prescriptive period. And so which sometimes could come into play if you had a situation where the, you know, co-owner moved out and, you know, maybe they were doing certain type of reimbursements that, you know, over the course of 12 or 13 years, and then they decide, they get around to trying to unwind that, you know, you would be cut off at 10 years of reimbursement.
Yeah.
So
there's just kind of the catch-all for what's called a personal action.
Yeah.
There are a lot of shorter prescriptive periods in the law, but in Louisiana, 10 years is typically the maximum. Typically the maximum, you know, unless you're dealing with real property, then you have some longer ones here and there. Yeah. But
and your dog agrees with that too.
So we've just let her out of the kennel. She's all excited.
The dog must have went to Jesuit because it's all over it. So it understood. All right, let's go to phone lines. Let's go to David. David's got a question. Hey, Dave, you on All Things Legal with Duxton, Sarah, and Albert Nico.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What you got for us, brother?
We were involved in a non-collision accident recently. And what happened was we were forced off the road. A woman literally came across into our lane from an intersection, forced us off the road. We had to jump a curb, and the car slid on the curb, blah, blah, blah. We spoke to the woman, and she's begging us, literally begging us. You know, that was the first problem, first mistake, not to file a police report. I will pay you. I'm a retired teacher, most honest person in the world. So you know where this is going. Mm-hmm. The car appeared not to have a lot of damage. It was a fender problem, et cetera. So, you know, we're thinking $1,500 or something like that. Well, we brought it to a body shop, and there was severe damage when they put it on the rack, which we couldn't see that day. Severe damage to the car. We got an estimate yesterday, $7,700. And I consider this body shop reputable. We have used them before. Our sense is, well, number one, she has not filed a claim yet, because I think she thought, well, okay, if it's a lot of money, I may file a claim. Number one, we check with the insurance company. She has not filed a claim yet. Our sense is she's not going to want to settle this out of court. Or settle a, you know, between us. A safe hooper came out. No paperwork was written. We have no file footage from the business, and no footage from the security cameras from the business in which the accident occurred in front of. State police said this is now a civil matter. Can you help us with what we may be looking at here, guys?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's coincidentally the same thing happened to my son. Somebody hit his car and, you know, I think went into the restaurant where he was, whatever it was, and said, hey, look, I hit that blue car outside. You know, I want to pay for the damages. So I said, look, please don't call my insurance company and we'll work something out. Well,
incidentally, she gave us all her insurance information, her driver's license. We took a picture of a credit card. I mean, she's like given everything. She admitted guilt. Whether she will do that again, I don't know. But go ahead.
Did you file a claim with their insurance company?
No, we're going to pick this up and run with it tomorrow. I mean, I just happened to turn the radio on WWLS Morning. There you are. Thought, well, maybe I can call the experts. No, we have not.
Right. Start with filing a claim. And if they give you pushback, you know, the first thing they're going to do is get a statement from their insured. I don't know if there were any witnesses, you know, to the accident.
We were the only witness.
Do you have collision coverage on your vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. So if worse comes to worse, you know, you could always file a claim with your insurance company and let your insurance company go after the other insurance company for the money. And they have, you know, mediations if they can't work it out. And then they will also, usually as a courtesy, sometimes you'll have to ask them to go get your deductible back as well. And so the insurance, you know, they'll cut you a check back for your deductible once the claim's resolved with the other insurance company. So,
so you're just saying file a claim with her insurance company?
No, with yours.
Start there.
Yeah.
File a claim with her insurance company, and if they give you any pushback, and the pushback is going to be, hey, we took a statement from our insured, and she said you came into her lane and it was your fault. Then at that point, you're going to have to go with your own insurance company and, you know, and then let them fight it out. Because you're going to pay a lawyer too much money for a $7,500 property damage claim.
Right. So contact her insurance company, file a claim, and then let them fight it out. In worst case scenario, it would be up to our insurance company to fix the car on the collision rider on our insurance.
Start with hers first, right? Start with her insurance company first. You should know within a week or two whether they're going to accept liability. And if they are, you know, the adjuster's going to say, hey, send me the estimate. And so, you know, you can send the estimate over there. And if it's a reputable body shop, like you said, that deals with insurance companies on a regular basis, then they typically will accept their damage appraiser's estimate, and then and go ahead and either pay that out, or like I said, if she's now lied to her insurance company and said, oh, it wasn't my fault, it was their fault, they caused the whole thing, you know, they've got to believe they're insured unless the video evidence or some sort of strong evidence contradicts it, or witness evidence or whatever, which you don't really have. So see how it turns out. If she agrees and tells the truth, then you know that insurance company should pay you the full amount of your damages.
Okay.
And you won't have to get your insurance company.
All right, my man.
Say it again.
I said then you won't have to get your insurance company involved if hers is, you go after hers and then you're
That's the goal, not to get ours involved, because you know what they're going to do. They're going to pay to fix the car, and the claims and the premium will triple. And that's what we're trying to avoid.
Yes.
I mean, if we would have hit her, which, I mean, it came close, then her insurance company would have been fixing two cars and maybe, you know, one or two bodies, too. So, that didn't occur. So, okay.
All right, my
Thank
man.
Thank you all very much.
Thanks for the call. Okay,
yes,
let's go to a break. Doug Cinceri, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers. All things, there you go. Yeah. That's my music, man. That was at Fisherman's Wharf, all right, Albert? So let's go to a break, man. Let's dance into a break here. And Doug Cinceri, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers. We'll be back after we do this little jam. Hey, we're back. Doug Cinceri, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers. Jamming a little Stevie. That was one of his first. Albert, I think that was about 1966. So, Albert, you know, I walked in the other room. We do, you know, one of the benefits of COVID, we're doing this from home now, as opposed to going and traveling the causeway every morning for me, every Sunday morning, and walked into the other room, and I was listening to the news, and there, Congress is about to spend another, $1 trillion on spending. And, you know, we have inflation, we got more inflation. And where I'm going with this is a lot of people are going to start to look to cut back on things they perceive as discretionary. And one of the things they're going to start cutting back on, or one a discretionary item, is when you do your car insurance and you have uninsured motorist. And, you know, you have minimum requirements for liability. If you drive a car in the state of Louisiana for $15,000 limits or $30,000. But if you have families now who are being squeezed by inflation and the economy and what's going on today, they're going to be looking at trying to cut, you know, to cut back. Now, I want you to give you a yearly, I guess, discussion on why they may not should consider trying to save some money by not paying their premium on their uninsured motorist coverage. So I usually, once a year, you usually give your discussion on that. Sure, Yeah, Albert, I think you're gone. Okay, nope. Albert, you're
all
there.
All right, wait. I'm
there
back.
You are.
There we go.
You're back. There you go.
Yeah,
there you go. Okay.
So, yeah, it's either uninsured or underinsured motorists. It's UM coverage.
Right.
And so the UM coverage means that if the driver that hit you is uninsured or underinsured and it's their fault, your own carrier that you bought, your own uninsured motorist coverage from your own insurance company will kick in and pay the difference. It'll be from zero if they're uninsured, or if they have a $15,000 policy or whatever, they'll kick in after the first $15,000 to pay all your medical bills, your pain and suffering, et cetera, et cetera. It's a very, very inexpensive coverage in comparison to what the benefits that you get. It's something I would not, if you could all, you know, afford not to, I would not give up, especially depending on what parish you're in. So many people are driving vehicles uninsured. There's a lot of, you know, folks driving, you know, trucks and cars and whatever, and have no insurance, or they have the minimum statutory coverage of $15,000 per person. And so that goes pretty quickly in the event of an injury, or in the event that you have medical bills that you have to pay, et cetera. And so what you're doing is you're giving up that coverage that protects you. And so when you go in to purchase this coverage, your agent will give you a UM selection form, and you can select a number of different things, about economic only damages, which cover lost wages and medical bills only, but it doesn't cover any pain and suffering for you or anything like that. You can select UMPD, right? Uninsured motorist property damage. That caller that called in earlier would maybe benefit from that. That if there was an accident that was someone else's fault, his uninsured motorist carrier would pick up the property damages that they did not cover under their policy. So you definitely want your uninsured motorist coverage. And when you file a claim under UM, it does not affect your rates. Your insurance, it's statutory. Your insurance company cannot raise your rates because of the UM claim that you filed.
So just, you know, now as times, you know, inflation's getting worse or continuing, you know, that's one thing you may not want to cut back on. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Pierre. Thank He's you. Got a question for us. Hey, Pierre, you and all things.
You guys just hit what I wanted to say, that UM coverage is made out of gold as far as I'm concerned. $15,000, you're lucky if the other driver has coverage at all. And if they do, the overwhelming probability is that it's only a $15,000 policy. That is almost nothing. It's a drop in the bucket if you have a real claim with real medical bills and real loss of income, in addition to a lengthy period of recovery from your injuries. So you've got it.
Yeah, well, Pierre, thank you for the amplification. And if you're an attorney, you can send your bill to Albert, and Albert will be glad to pay it. All right?
Yeah, Pierre spent a lot of bills with me over the years. And vice versa.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Let's go to our final break. It's Doug Cinceri, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers. All things legal. We'll be right back after this brief timeout. Hey, we're back. Doug Cinceri, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers. That is Commodores, Lionel Richie, 1977, I think, if I remember. You see, if you ask me Motown, I'll tell you. I could have been a Commodore. I think I could have. I would have.
Really?
The outfit, yeah. I could have put on the outfit, and I would.
I've seen some pictures of you from the 70s based on the outfit alone. Could be true.
That could be true. So, yeah, I would have blended right in. They wouldn't have noticed the thing. So, we got a couple of minutes, and I wanted to bring up the uninsured motorist coverage because I think a lot of people who are drivers, and you know, a lot of maybe younger people or families that are struggling, and they need to cut back money, I think they're going to cut back by reducing their insurance and getting the minimum insurance, and maybe some people falling upon hard times, no insurance. And so it's just sort of a little warning or explanation of saying, I think in the next year, especially in Orleans Parish, you know, there's probably a higher degree of uninsured motorists. And I think, you know, and I think it's going to get worse just all over, because I think a lot of people are just going to be looking to save money on some discretion with it was perceived as a discretionary purchase, and, you know, reduce their insurance to the bare minimum so they can continue to drive and, you know, maybe pay some right. bills.
But then what you don't want is to get in some sort of accident and then not have enough money to cover the fact that you're out of work or your medical bills or something like that, where you can insure yourself. You know, it's silly to pay more for liability insurance to cover others than and not pay one-tenth of that amount to cover yourself for liability of other people, being their fault and injuring you. So if you're a safe driver, uninsured motorist coverage is the best way to go. You can at least get as much as your liability limits. And unless you make a lower selection on a, you know, form approved by the Department of Insurance, you will have coverage at least equal to your liability limit. So if you have a $50,000 policy, you'll have $50,000 in uninsured motorist coverage without signing some sort of rejection.
Yeah. So in an indefinite future, people are going to be driving uninsured. More people are going to be driving uninsured. More people are going to be driving with lower insurance limits because of, you know, where we are. So, Albert, got about 30 seconds. Anything to wrap up?
That's all. Just, if you haven't gotten anywhere with your hurricane claim, give us a call. We're local. We've been doing it a long time. We've got a lot of experience. And I think you'll be very pleased with the results. So, I drive around and see way too many blue tarps on roofs a year later. And and look, big or small, we'll take the claim and try to help you. You know, if it's the difference between they paid me for two squares on my roof and didn't pay me for a whole roof, we'll go fight the fight for you.
504-837-1304, 504-837-1304. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Albert. We'll see you next week on All Things Legal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.